You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Where do we start, Laker fans? Where do we start? 122-115. Lakers over the Pacers. 41-30 on the season. Pacers dropped to 33-38, just one game left in the regular season, and still a lot of questions out there. A lot will be cleared tomorrow when the Lakers play the Pelicans and the rest of the Western Conference, the East as well. I mean, if you go look at the standings, I don't know what's solidified. All I know is Philly's the number one seed. You know the teams that are going to get into the play-in tournament. You just don't know where they are, who's going to host what, and everything else is just a complete mess, which is what makes the NBA so incredibly exciting for tomorrow. Let me start off with this. I want to take as many Laker fans' phone calls as possible on this afternoon, on this Saturday afternoon. Let me throw out a couple questions, and certainly if you guys have some topics that you want to bring up, you can. Laker fans, how did LeBron look? How did he look to you? Played 28 minutes for the Lakers. Did end up in a game against, you know, kind of a crunch time moment, go on a 7-0 run against the Pacers. How did LeBron James look to you? Did he look healthy to you? 877-710 ESPN. All right, another question I want to throw out to Laker fans. How are you feeling about the chances of the Lakers not just repeating but kind of walking into the playoffs? Do you feel much better after seeing this game than you did a couple nights ago, not knowing when LeBron's going to come back? AD was still out. Dennis Schroeder was out. What are your thoughts? What are your feelings walking into the playoffs with just one regular season game left? And then the last question I want to throw out to Laker fans, who do you want in the first round? Who do you want to play in the first round? Not like the Lakers have an option or a choice here. This is a lot of stuff that are still going to have to take place tomorrow in order for all that to get figured out. 877-710 ESPN. Okay, let me get my thoughts here real quick. This is what I want to spend a little bit of time on. Number one, LeBron's health. I thought he looked healthy. I thought LeBron looked good. Just got a chance. I don't know if you guys got an opportunity to listen to LeBron with Mike Trudell. Thought he looked good. And it didn't look like anything, you know, he was favoring anything. He did say, and I'll quote something that he told Mike Trudell, no setback today. Ankle responded very well. I feel a lot better this afternoon than I did just 24 hours ago about the Lakers. Because one of the points I keep making and I kept emphasizing is, well, how am I supposed to feel comfortable when LeBron, he was out for 20 games and he came back for two and then he had to sit out for six more games and now he's coming back with just two games left and, you know, he was still questionable coming into this afternoon's game or this morning's game. Okay, well, now we got to see him. Yes, there's going to be more. Let's see how tomorrow goes, just kind of his flow and everything else. But I didn't watch LeBron or listen to LeBron this morning and think to myself, yeah, I don't think this guy's going to be healthy the rest of the way. That didn't never cross my mind. Anthony Davis looked fantastic tonight too, or this morning too. He has 17 in the first quarter. If AD wanted to, he could have probably dropped 45 tonight, but the Lakers were, you know, I think just kind of playing with their food a little bit. That's probably the best way to put it. Not all that interested in what was going on in the game because it was the Indiana Pacers and there really wasn't much competition. A lot of the main players from the Pacers were not playing. So I think that's kind of has a lot to do with it as well. But ultimately, you know, what I saw from this Lakers team is for the first time in I don't know how long, they look like a whole team. They look like the vision that we've had from the beginning, the vision of even before the buyout market when Andre Drummond came to the Lakers, but the vision that we had with this Lakers team with Dennis Schroeder and Montrezl Harrell and AD and LeBron and go down the list, THE is going to get some opportunities and KCP and one of the best Laker defenders still not back yet, Alex Caruso didn't play today even though he was available. When you kind of just take a look at what we saw today, I'm doing a post-game show where I'm actually reading off stats for LeBron, Anthony Davis, Andre Drummond, Dennis Schroeder in the same game. I cannot tell you or remember when the last time I had that opportunity. Guys kind of coming in and out of the lineup. Before the buyout market, those players weren't there. So I'm incredibly encouraged about where the Lakers are coming into the playoffs. Listen, I'm not watching this game or listening to the broadcast and telling you that 122-115 over the Pacers, who, you know, they're depending on Caris LeVert, they're depending on players. Caris LeVert's a nice player, but other role players, I'm not taking that away from the game. I'm not taking this specific win out of the game. I'm taking Lakers looked whole. Like they had their squad that's going to go for this, this playoff push and this run. Okay, let's take some phone calls here real quick. Let's go to Juan in Van Nuys. Juan, thank you for calling in, bud. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show.
Hey, thank you. How you doing?
Good, man. Thank you for calling in. What's going on?
Yeah, so my opinion about LeBron James, he looked great. We needed a team back together so we get those rotational players in the bench again so we could have a deep bench. We already know what our starters is going to do, except AD Jr., Andre Drummond. He needs to be more consistent, you know, especially if we're going to play on the play-in tournament with Golden State. You know, Golden State, they have Steph Curry. The threes could be a make or miss,
sure.
But this is a team that is hungry, and we can't take them lightly. You know, we were so close to beat Houston Rockets. What we won only by 2 points. Mm-hmm. And today with Indiana, we look great with that 7-point stretch. But Golden State Warriors is not going to take us lightly with these two mediocre teams that we couldn't beat by 2.
Appreciate you calling in, Juan. Let me jump in because I want to respond to that. It's a fair point. I know what you're going to say is, okay, if you watch the Lakers the last two games, why are they just squeaking by the Indiana Pacers? Why are they just squeaking by the Houston Rockets? Let's use those last two games as an example. Don't pay too much attention to that. I know what you're saying. You're saying, Al, if the Lakers are going to go on this long playoff run or they're going to play the Golden State Warriors in a tough matchup at Staples Center. That's if Lakers end up being the 7th and Warriors end up being the 8th, which, by the way, neither of that is determined. Even the Warriors aren't solidified at that 8th spot. So don't worry too much about that. Don't pay too close attention to that. Did the team look healthy? That's the number one thing that you should be walking away from. Did the team look healthy? And if they looked healthy, then, you know, all we've been talking about for how long is all we've said is the Lakers just have to be healthy by the time the playoffs start. They kind of, this morning they felt healthy. They looked, the whole roster was there. Quick shout out here, Coors Seltzer, Rocky Mountain Refreshment, now in a hard seltzer. And check this out. Every 12-pack purchased refreshes our rivers with 500 gallons of water. Now that's refreshing. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, brewed in Fort Worth, Texas. Details at CoorsSeltzer.com. Lakers over the Pacers, 122-115, the final score. Okay, let's take another call. Donovan, appreciate you calling in. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. What's going on, Donovan?
Hey, Alan, just leaving the game in Indianapolis. I wanted to get Lakers
Very nice.
Fans excited. I focused on LeBron. He looked amazing. On the sidelines, he was jumping rope during timeouts, really paying attention to the ankle, but looked great. Team looked great. I want the Suns first round, so I want to let everybody know, road to back-to-back is looking good, baby.
Donovan, appreciate you calling in, man. We got scouts there. We're sending scouts to games now. Donovan just leaving the game in Indianapolis. I'm with you. I thought he looked good, too. I thought LeBron James did not look like a player that has played two of the last 28 games, because that's what it's been. He's only been back for two games and then was back out again for six games. So I'm with you on that front. Let me throw this out to Laker fans. I got a lot of tweets I'm going to come back and I'll get a chance to read. What do you think happens tomorrow? How do you think things play out? Do you want to see the Lakers play the Suns like Donovan just mentioned? Do you want to see them in that sixth seed? You know, it's kind of interesting here. The reason why I didn't want the Lakers, I didn't want to play the Clippers in the first round. That's not an option anymore. So now if you could get Denver to beat Portland and you got Denver in the first round, yeah, that's not a bad setup for the Lakers. All right, more of your phone calls coming up next. 877-710-ESPN. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Lakers over the Indiana Pacers, 122-115 the final score. One game left in the regular season tomorrow, 4:30 pregame show, 6 p.m. tip-off in New Orleans against the Pelicans. By the way, let me read this tweet here. Andrew Lopez, who covers the Pelicans. Pelicans say Steven Adams, Josh Hart, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and Zion Williamson are all out for tomorrow's finale against the Lakers. So really what that final game is going to come down to is how does Portland do? Portland and Denver will really kind of determine where the Lakers spot's going to be in the playoffs. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on Factory Direct high-quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how, locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956. Vista Paint, Pacers actually outscore the Lakers 60-50 points in the paint. Let me play something here real quick from Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. He gives his thoughts on LeBron's return and how he looked.
Yeah, I think he looked really good. You know, obviously it's still going to take time before he gets to 100%. And I thought most of the game he was in control and looked like his old self. And it was really positive night for us, or day game for us to see him back out there and to see our full cast of characters all playing together for the. Yeah, really for the first time, I believe, have all those guys in there.
All right, that's really the thing to take away. Like I mentioned, that's the most important thing I walk away from in this game this afternoon was LeBron James. How's he going to look? Did he look okay? Did he look healthy? Does this team, do we kind of just have a quick snapshot to say, okay, yep, that's the team that we're going to get in the playoffs, and it's going to be a healthy Lakers team. Got to tell you this, if you're any other team in the NBA right now, and the fact that this game was an early start, all six games today, five of them were early starts, either at 10 a.m. or 11 a.m., and there's one game left that's coming up. I think it's Milwaukee and Miami. That's the final game, 5 p.m. on ESPN. But if you're any other team in the NBA right now, any other fan base, and you just look on the floor and you see the Lakers, you're like, wow, okay, there's LeBron. Anthony Davis is right there. Okay, they got Dennis Schroeder back. Oh, geez, Andre Drummond is their center. Coming off the bench, you got Kuzma's there, and Montrezl Harrell is an option. THT, Wesley Matthews, if you need him. Ben McLemore, Marc Gasol. By the way, Caruso didn't even play today. I mean, I don't know what else you need if you're the Lakers. Just health. That's the only thing that you need. And, you know, like I mentioned, so far for at least this one specific game, we saw the Lakers look healthy. And we're only, as soon as we could have a playoff game would be this Wednesday. So for that to happen, it's obviously big. Coming up in about 1 hour. So at 2:30 today, the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame will start. And I was telling Michael in the pregame show, they're doing this special exhibit honoring Kobe. There's a great video, and I think actually on SportsCenter on Twitter, it shows the entire video of what was partially designed by Vanessa Bryant, and it's this obviously beautiful area for Kobe Bryant and in memory of Kobe Bryant. And it's interesting because we got these games going on today and everything else. The Hall of Fame is coming up here in about an hour. And it's not obviously just Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett. There's a lot of true greats that will be inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. But I will say this, it's going to be a tough one to watch for everybody, Laker fans, non-Laker fans. And Michael Thompson, if you guys didn't get a chance to hear this earlier, put out a poem. And you read it in the pregame show. Just fantastic. This is obviously from the heart, as authentic as can be, at ESPN Los Angeles. So if you want to take a listen to that, That's a perfect kind of perspective. I probably feel a lot of Laker fans feel the same way about this day. Let me play this real quick because this is from LeBron James, and this is LeBron talking specifically about the Hall of Fame induction coming up a little bit later today and specifically on Kobe Bryant.
Well, it's a celebration of greats, and you just named three of them. One of them happened to be, a brother of ours with the Laker organization, someone who set the tone for this organization for 20 years, and Kobe, and, it's an unbelievable time for himself, looking down on all the compliments that he had for his wife and his daughters, and for his daughter that's up there going to be watching alongside Kobe when they watch the enshrinement. So it was a beautiful thing to see Vanessa, put the jacket on his daughter, on his eldest, yesterday. Beautiful thing, and it's a beautiful time for the Lakers. You know, like I said, it's a celebration for another Laker great, and just happy to be a part of his legacy.
I like the way LeBron put that because I don't think that's emphasized enough. I love the celebration part of it. No, let's celebrate today. Let's celebrate what one of the Laker greats did for 20 years. Let's celebrate what type of joy that he brought, not just to the city of Los Angeles, but to Laker fans everywhere, all across the country, all across the world. That's what LeBron James, or that's what Kobe Bryant meant to basketball, to NBA fans, to obviously people across the globe. And I thought LeBron saying, make it a celebration. I think that's a good perspective to have. So that's coming up at 2:30. I'm sure the Kobe portion will be later. You know, he'll be the last one inducted. Michael Jordan will present it, and it will just be it'll be a beautiful moment to watch. Let's put it that way. Okay, so this is what we got left, and kind of explained from a Laker perspective the rest of the way for the Lakers and really the NBA. So some other games just finished earlier today. The Phoenix Suns blew out the San Antonio Spurs, so that kind of shakes up a little bit of the Western Conference. And then the Lakers winning just kind of keeps things at pace with that play-in tournament and the potential of getting out of the play-in tournament. But this is what it looks like going into the final day tomorrow. Okay, so just try to wrap your head around all this. But these are all the different things that we're going to pay attention to over the next, let's say, 30 hours or so. Lakers, by the way, 6 o'clock tip-off tomorrow, so we'll find out later, as are the Portland Trailblazers. So the number one seed in the Western Conference still is yet to be determined. Jazz and the Phoenix Suns are separated by one game. Phoenix has got to win their last game. They're playing at the San Antonio Spurs. Jazz have to lose their last game. They're playing at the Sacramento Kings. So the number one spot in the Western Conference is still yet to be determined, which, by the way, that's significant for the Lakers, because if you do eventually end up in the seventh seed, then you still don't even know who you're going to play in the first round. Okay, Denver and the Clippers. They're both fighting for number three in the Western Conference, or at least we think they're fighting for number three. I honestly don't know. I don't know if the Clippers, who yesterday just mailed in a game against the worst team in the NBA, the Houston Rockets, I don't know if their strategy is, well, let's get out of them. We don't want that number three spot. We'll take number four. They would get Dallas in the first round, and then they would get Utah in the second round if it's a Utah, or let's say Phoenix passes them. They might avoid the Lakers up until the Western Conference Finals. That could potentially happen. Dallas and Portland, we know what they're playing for. Lakers, it's very simply put, Lakers, if they beat the Pelicans tomorrow, which they should, half of the roster for the Pelicans will not be playing in tomorrow's game. And if Portland loses to Denver, Lakers are out of this play-in tournament. Play-in tournament times, very simple. Lakers, or whoever's in this play-in tournament, Wednesday night would be at Staples Center if Lakers are in it. And they would either play... There's so many different scenarios here. They'd either play Memphis or Golden State. Who do you think Golden State has tomorrow? They have Memphis. Literally every scenario that you could think of, it's still playing itself out in the NBA. So that's obviously incredibly exciting. Let me throw out this question to Laker fans here. Maybe it's a specific team, maybe it's not. Does it matter who the Lakers play in the first round? Does it matter if they're in the play-in tournament? Do you think it matters? Or do you think this is just one of those, okay, as long as the Lakers are healthy, who cares? Bring anybody up. Playing tournament, no playing tournament. We'll take your phone calls coming up next. 877-710-ESPN. Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Lakers over the Indiana Pacers, 122-115 the final score. One game left in the regular season tomorrow, 4:30 pregame show, 6 p.m. tip-off in New Orleans against the Pelicans. By the way, let me read this tweet here. Andrew Lopez, who covers the Pelicans. Pelicans say Steven Adams, Josh Hart, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and Zion Williamson are all out for tomorrow's finale against the Lakers. So really what that final game is going to come down to is how does Portland do? Portland and Denver will really kind of determine where the Lakers' spot's going to be in the playoffs. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on Factory Direct high-quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956. Vista Paint, Pacers actually outscore the Lakers 60-50 points in the paint. Let me play something here real quick from Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. He gives his thoughts on LeBron's return and how he looked.
Yeah, I think he looked really good. You know, obviously it's still going to take time before he gets to 100%. And I thought most of the game he was in control and looked like his old self. And it was really positive night for us, or day game for us to see him back out there and to see our full cast of characters all playing together for the. Yeah, really for the first time, I believe, have all those guys in there.
All right, that's really the thing to take away. Like I mentioned, that's the most important thing I walk away from in this game this afternoon was LeBron James. How's he going to look? Did he look okay? Did he look healthy? Does this team, do we kind of just have a quick snapshot to say, okay, yep, that's the team that we're going to get in the playoffs, and it's going to be a healthy Lakers team. Got to tell you this, if you're any other team in the NBA right now, and the fact that this game was an early start, all six games today, five of them were early starts, either at 10 a.m. or 11 a.m., and there's one game left that's coming up. I think it's Milwaukee and Miami. That's the final game, 5 p.m. on ESPN. But if you're any other team in the NBA right now, any other fan base, and you just look on the floor and you see the Lakers, you're like, wow, okay, there's LeBron. Anthony Davis is right there. Okay, they got Dennis Schroeder back. Oh, geez, Andre Drummond is their center. Coming off the bench, you got Kuzma's there, and Montrezl Harrell is an option. THT, Wesley Matthews if you need him, Ben McLemore, Marc Gasol. By the way, Caruso didn't even play today. I mean, I don't know what else you need if you're the Lakers. Just health. That's the only thing that you need. And, you know, like I mentioned, so far for at least this one specific game, we saw the Lakers look healthy. And we're only, as soon as we could have a playoff game would be this Wednesday. So for that to happen, it's obviously big. Coming up in about 1 hour. So at 2:30 today, the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame will start. And I was telling Michael in the pregame show, they're doing this special exhibit honoring Kobe. There's a great video, and I think actually on SportsCenter on Twitter, it shows the entire video of what was partially designed by Vanessa Bryant, and it's this obviously beautiful area for Kobe Bryant and in memory of Kobe Bryant, and it's interesting because we got these games going on today and everything else. The Hall of Fame is coming up here in about an hour. And it's not obviously just Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett. There's a lot of true greats that will be inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. But I will say this, it's going to be a tough one to watch for everybody, Laker fans, non-Laker fans. And Michael Thompson, if you guys didn't get a chance to hear this earlier, put out a poem. And he read it in the pregame show. Just fantastic. This is obviously from the heart, as authentic as can be, at ESPN Los Angeles. So if you want to take a listen to that, That's a perfect kind of perspective. I probably feel a lot of Laker fans feel the same way about this day. Let me play this real quick because this is from LeBron James, and this is LeBron talking specifically about the Hall of Fame induction coming up a little bit later today and specifically on Kobe Bryant.
Well, it's a celebration of greats, and you just named three of them. One of them happened to be, a brother of ours with the Laker organization, someone who set the tone for this organization for 20 years, and Kobe, and, it's an unbelievable time for himself, looking down on all the accomplishments that he had for his wife and his daughters, and for his daughter that's up there going to be watching alongside Kobe when they watch the enshrinement. So it was a beautiful thing to see Vanessa, put the jacket on his daughter, on his eldest yesterday. Beautiful thing, and it's a beautiful time for the Lakers. You know, like I said, it's a celebration for another Laker great, and just happy to be a part of his legacy.
I like the way LeBron put that because I don't think that's emphasized enough. I love the celebration part of it. No, let's celebrate today. Let's celebrate what one of the Laker greats did for 20 years. Let's celebrate what type of joy that he brought, not just to the city of Los Angeles, but to Laker fans everywhere, all across the country, all across the world. That's what LeBron James, or that's what Kobe Bryant meant to basketball, to NBA fans, to obviously people across the globe. And I thought LeBron saying, make it a celebration. I think that's a good perspective to have. So that's coming up at 2:30. I'm sure the Kobe portion will be later. You know, he'll be the last one inducted. Michael Jordan will present it, and it will just be it'll be a beautiful moment to watch. Let's put it that way. Okay, so this is what we got left, and kind of explained from a Laker perspective the rest of the way for the Lakers and really the NBA. So some other games just finished earlier today. The Phoenix Suns blew out the San Antonio Spurs, so that kind of shakes up a little bit of the Western Conference. And then the Lakers winning just kind of keeps things at pace with that play-in tournament and the potential of getting out of the play-in tournament. But this is what it looks like going into the final day tomorrow. Okay, so just try to wrap your head around all this. But these are all the different things that we're going to pay attention to over the next, let's say, 30 hours or so. Lakers, by the way, 6 o'clock tip-off tomorrow, so we'll find out later, as are the Portland Trailblazers. So the number one seed in the Western Conference still is yet to be determined. Jazz and the Phoenix Suns are separated by one game. Phoenix has got to win their last game. They're playing at the San Antonio Spurs. Jazz have to lose their last game. They're playing at the Sacramento Kings. So the number one spot in the Western Conference is still yet to be determined, which, by the way, that's significant for the Lakers, because if you do eventually end up in the seventh seed, then you still don't even know who you're going to play in the first round. Okay, Denver and the Clippers. They're both fighting for number three in the Western Conference, or at least we think they're fighting for number three. I honestly don't know. I don't know if the Clippers, who yesterday just mailed in a game against the worst team in the NBA, the Houston Rockets, I don't know if their strategy is, let's get out of them. We don't want that number three spot. We'll take number four. They would get Dallas in the first round, and then they would get Utah in the second round if it's a Utah, or let's say Phoenix passes them. They might avoid the Lakers up until the Western Conference Finals. That could potentially happen. Dallas and Portland, we know what they're playing for. Lakers, it's very simply put, Lakers, if they beat the Pelicans tomorrow, which they should, half of the roster for the Pelicans will not be playing in tomorrow's game. And if Portland loses to Denver, Lakers are out of this play-in tournament. Play-in tournament times, very simple. Lakers, or whoever's in this play-in tournament, Wednesday night would be at Staples Center if Lakers are in it. And they would either play... There's so many different scenarios here. They'd either play Memphis or Golden State. Who do you think Golden State has tomorrow? They have Memphis. Literally every scenario that you could think of, it's still playing itself out in the NBA. So that's obviously incredibly exciting. Let me throw out this question to Laker fans here. Maybe it's a specific team, maybe it's not. Does it matter who the Lakers play in the first round? Does it matter if they're in the play-in tournament? Do you think it matters? Or do you think this is just one of those... Okay, as long as the Lakers are healthy, who cares? Bring anybody up. Play-in tournament, no play-in tournament. We'll take your phone calls coming up next. 877-710-ESPN. Pizza Hut Lakers post-game show on 710.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, much better. Much better than it did. I think that was the Toronto game, the last game that I played. You know, the ankle just felt a lot more mobility, a lot more movement. It was warm. You know, a tiny bit of soreness today, right now as the game is over, which I expected it, but I didn't have a setback today, so that's a damn good job for myself and for Mike Mancias and the medical team.
All right, if LeBron felt good, then we all should feel good. That was LeBron with Mike Trudell right after the game on Spectrum Sportsnet. 122-115, the final score. Lakers over the Pacers. You know, I had a caller call in and was talking about Andre Drummond. So I want to spend a quick second on this. He said, hey, man, I thought Andre Drummond looked pretty good today. I thought Drummond did well. 11 points, 15 rebounds. By the way, that dude does stack up rebounds like it's nothing. And it's so – you just kind of look at the stat line first half. You're like, oh, he's got 8. Okay. I didn't know he had 8. By the time game's over, he's going into the fourth quarter, he's got 12. Game ends, he has 16. I mean, that's what this guy does. I've been saying it for a while. Do not judge Andre Drummond on this Lakers team by himself. Don't judge him with just Anthony Davis. Andre Drummond was brought on this team because the focus and attention that's going to go to LeBron and AD, he's going to capitalize off of that. That's not – I don't look at Andre Drummond as a player that you're going to build a franchise around, but if he's your third, fourth, fifth best player on your team and he knows his specific role, that's what Drummond can do every night. No question about it. 11 and 15 a night, 11 and 12, 12 and 14, every single night he could do that. But when LeBron James is on the floor, it makes it so much easier for Andre Drummond. And that's what's going to drive teams crazy, that you got so many kind of weapons for the Lakers. You got size as well. You can play small. AD can go the five. So that'd be my take on Andre Drummond. That's why I've been trying to tell Laker fans. You know, when both AD and LeBron were out, yeah, you know, I'll hear Laker fans, oh, you know, his offensive game isn't all that good. He's exposed. No, what needs to happen is everybody just needs to get healthy, because that's when Andre Drummond is going to play his best basketball. Let me play this. So it wasn't just LeBron James that came back. Dennis Schroeder was on health and safety protocols. This was the earliest he could come back. He obviously came back this afternoon and this morning against the Pacers. Take a listen to Dennis Schroeder, how he's feeling after his first game back.
I mean, I felt good. I've been doing some stuff at home a little bit. So, been feeling great. I mean, to have everybody back as well. That felt good, you know, to get a win. With the guys, feels always good, so no issues.
All right, so Schroeder good, LeBron good. I think the Lakers are – I think they're good to go going into this final push here before tomorrow. Okay, a couple more phone calls here. David in Westwood. David, thank you for calling in, bud. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show.
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call. You know, your question was – do the Lakers really want to avoid the play-in game? Is the seeding that important? I think the answer is, like, very obviously yes. First, the seeding is important because if you end up in the seventh seed, you would much, much, much rather play. You don't want to play the Suns. That's what you do not want to play the Suns.
Why is that? Tell me why.
Because Devin Booker and Chris Paul have so much. It's like potential energy. It's like the higher something goes, the harder it's going to fall, you know, and they have been, you know, kind of, for Devin Booker, he's never been in the playoffs, but for Chris Paul, he's just kind of gotten so close so many times. So that momentum and that kind of spirit that those guys have, you do not want to run into that. And then the other thing is you definitely don't want to get into this play-in game, because anything can happen in one game, and that is the last thing you want to do, is take this sort of, you know, you're in a good spot. The team is back healthy, well, close to healthy anyway, and you've got a lot of size, and you've got, you know, LeBron playing good ball. You don't want to take a coin flip for your whole season right now.
David,
and so that's,
appreciate
you know, that's
appreciate,
what I think about.
appreciate you calling. I want to cut you off because I want to get a couple things in here, and I'm going to take a few more phone calls. Couldn't disagree more on the Phoenix Suns. Devin Booker and Chris Paul, the last thing they want to do is play the Lakers in the first round. Trust me when I tell you this. There's other matchups that you would prefer saying, hey, can we get that matchup a little bit later down the road? Clippers, I think, is one. Utah, I'd like to play later down the road. Phoenix, if you end up with Phoenix in the first round, you just kind of say, all right, let's go to work. If you get Denver in the first round, sounds good. Jamal Murray's obviously not there. So I disagree on that front. As far as the play-in tournament and, you know, the fear of that, I get what you're saying, but the reality is Lakers don't have a choice here. It's not like Lakers win tomorrow and they avoid the play-in tournament. No, no, no. Even if Lakers win tomorrow, it doesn't come down to the Lakers. It comes down to the Portland Trailblazers. If they are in that play-in tournament, they're not losing two games in a row. I know anything can happen. I get it. I understand that. I've heard people say that, you know, somebody can get into foul trouble and injury. I get all of that. Lakers are not losing two games in a row. They're not. Can it happen? Yes, it can, but that's not my concern. My biggest concern coming into this this morning's game and just this kind of playoff picture is, how's LeBron feeling? And I think today, you know, you got to feel much more optimistic than you were a little bit ago. Manuel and Gardena. Manuel, thank you for calling in, bud. What's going on?
Oh, man, my man, the sleeve stack, doing the matinee action. Hey, your advertisers will be happy to know I'm getting Pizza Hut tonight for dinner. However, I already pee-free, so I won't be getting that other product. So at least they batted 500 today.
There you go. You know? There you go.
Right? Hey, as far as Alan Sliwa, playoff Sliwa, the Slee Stack, what have I been telling you for months, bro? Mm-hmm. That health was all that
everything.
Mattered.
Everything.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Everything's lining up perfectly. If you want me to put some money down for you when I'm in Tahoe next week on the Lakers, because I'm a double down, you better do it right now. They are going to be back-to-back champions. I don't know about this last caller. I mean, Karl Malone, Patrick Ewing. There was plenty of great players that got real close, but they ran into MJ. Now we got LBJ, RIP Kobe, outro.
Manuel, thank you for calling in, bud. You know, you could always count on a solid call from Manuel and Gardena. All right, we appreciate you guys being a part of the post-game show here. So next game for the Lakers, Lakers over the Pacers, 122-115. Next game coming up tomorrow. So this is a 4:30 pregame show, 6 p.m. tip-off. Like I said, there's still so much that is yet to be determined for the Lakers and for the rest of the Western Conference, so that's certainly what's going to make this thing exciting. A couple quick thank yous. Thank you to Amanda Brown. Thank you to Laura Roma Lopez, Rebecca Womble, and Taylor Smith. Tomorrow, make sure you tune in starting at 4:30. We'll get the pregame show going. Lakers, just one game left, and this will decide whether they're in the play-in tournament or not. Thank you for tuning in. Pizza at Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.